We could say yes to that.
I guarantee that your patients will appreciate that access. That's exactly how they'll use the building. They'll come in the rear, they'll travel through and up the stairs, and they'll welcome that.
That we can do.
And then with that, I would suggest that the exterior elevation, and it's a simple thing, that door appears to be a little more welcoming and substantial, and that's how they'll come in and out.
You make the rear doors the...
Be a much better building.
Same appearance as the front door.
Be a much better building.
And do some signage. All right, so my list is that we're changing the fence, changing the lighting, changing the width of the walkway to no more than 5 feet, making the changes that were just submitted to us, subject to county on turn restrictions, removing the grass aisle, having the cross easements that we talked about at the use there, and limiting lighting also to 9 p.m.
Is this building pursuing LEED certification?
Yes, and we'll also do the lawn. Yes, that's right, the white line, and then the appropriate arrows in and out. And also subject to Mr. Hayes' report, subject to county approval on these issues. That concludes our presentation.
I have one other question. There is no signage shown anywhere. Drawings. Does that mean there is no signage proposed at all?
We're going to have some professional signage that will be modest and will be in accordance with all zoning ordinances that will fit in with the the color scheme.
Lighted.
No, not lighted. It'll be something like I have on my law firm, just black with
Further questions or suggestions? Please.
Oh, one other. We did agree to the conditions of the Forrester report dated May 3rd, 2012.
Please identify yourself.
Todd M. Hay, H-A-Y, Pannoni Associates. I'm township engineer, and I'm also your board engineer.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Comments, please.
Basically, no, Mr. Chairman. I did have a chance to listen to what the applicant's engineer and architect had to say about the application. I really don't have too much else to add to my report of April 30th, 2012. Other than from the testimony, I understand that there'll be a cross easement agreement that will be framed, and I would certainly ask the board to make that as a condition of resolution so that code and myself have a chance to review that. Beyond that, I have reviewed some materials. Mr. Intadol was accurate in the fact that we did meet earlier to go over several site issues that myself as the board engineer and the town engineer had requested in terms of stormwater management, as well as some concerns that DPW had about ADA accessibility across East Center Street. I can tell you that from looking at the letter that I received today, which I'm not sure if the board has a copy, but I do have a response letter that documented and bullet by bullet went through my letter in response to questions that I had, and also the meeting that we had last week. I believe that they've satisfied all of my comments. The only two items, again, as I mentioned, is the cross access agreement, that we have a chance to look at that and making that a condition, as well as having and establishing a pre-construction meeting prior to construction.
Those are mechanics that would be worked out with the applicant.
Yes.
And we'll accept both those suggestions as a condition if the board approves.
Any questions of the...
Are both buildings going to be built at once?
What was the question?
Are both buildings going to be built at once? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hayes.
Thank you.
Hey. You're finished, Mr. DeBiase.
We are, Mr. Chairman.
For anyone in the audience who wants to be heard in favor of granting this variance? Oh, I'm sorry. Site plan. Anyone who is in opposition to the site plan approved? Hearing none. Have a motion, please, on the final site plan approval of this by the board members.
Chairman, I move final site plan for -184 Center Street, block and lots 741-15. There are some going to be the lighting type will be changed to a something closer to match the ones in our town. Is that it? An architect? Black, whatever. And the lighting hours will not whatever she said.
Go first. I'll finish it.
What about the lights, Mr. Hayes?
Mr. Chairman, that should be made sure that they're HADCO or equivalent, and I can give that, those specifications to Mr. Antonola and also to the architect. Sorry about that.
Lighting hours will be operable till 9 p.m., is that what we said? A black aluminum estate-type fence?
Yes.
Snow removal to be trucked out.
Yes.
Right. Trash will be kept inside, and same thing, but on trash days. Sidewalks will still be wraparound sidewalks. We're still going to use the wraparound sidewalks.
That's correct.
The sidewalks from Center Street to the building will be 5 feet. Eight.
Yes.
All the items on the Forrester report.
Yes.
Your entrance made. So all can use rear entrances as access to the interior of the building?
Yes.
All the items on Mr. Hayes' report, subject to county approval. Part of the plan, right? Cross easement agreement, reconstruction meeting.
Maybe just the... if you mentioned that the grass island is going to be substituted for a white line, and then we're going to have arrows in and out with signage.
On the chairlift, it will be provided by the...
That's right. As an appointment is made, the protocol is that we ask whether or not you need assistance, as some patients do.
I have a second. Bill aboard.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Thank you.
We have three applications left. Brookline Avenue, Kierstead, I'm sorry, four. Mountain View Avenue and Georg Avenue. Is there anyone who wants to postpone or put off their application until our next regular scheduled meeting? June 18th. Fine. 85 Brookline Avenue. Let the record show that Ms. Brown has excused herself from this application. Would the secretary, when he's ready, read the letter of denial, please? 85 Brookline.
Mr. and Mrs. Pogue, your request for a permit at the above-referenced premises to erect a 6-foot solid PVC-type fence in the side yard of the property, as shown on the survey submitted dated October 2, 1991, is denied for the following reasons. The property is located in an R2 district, as shown on the Nutley Zoning Map, Chapter 700, Article 11. Section 700-71B of the Codes of Nutley states a fence erected along the sidelines from the front line of a main structure to the rear line of said structure and within such lines shall not exceed 4 feet in height and shall not be less than 2 feet in height and shall be of 50% open construction. Chapter 700, Article 11, Section 700-71C of the Codes of Nutley states a fence erected on the sidelines from the rear line of the main structure to the rear property line and along said rear property line and within such lines shall not exceed 6 feet in height and not be of solid construction. Chapter 700, Article 11, Section 700-67D of the Codes of Nutley states an attached accessory structure or accessory use shall be considered a part of the main building. The attached accessory, as shown on the survey, is the rear line of the house. I believe should be the rear line of the deck.
Would you give us your full name, spell your last name for the secretary?
Your name is Glenn Pogue, P-O-G-U-E. 85 Brookline.
Raise your right hand, Mr. Pogue. Do you solemnly swear the testimony about to give us the truth? Nothing but the truth, so help you.
Yes.
Further, or do you want to answer questions?
Basically, what it is I have a fence up, and I have a 10-foot deck off the end of my fence, and I'd like my fence to go to the end of my actual house rather than the end of the deck. Yes, ma'am, I do own the home.
Questions of the applicant?
So if this fence were made to comply, you'd basically end up with
10 deck. Feet of 4-foot fence.
Right, and a deck that was had stairs that ran outside of the fence and an area between the rear of the house where it juts and the storm cellar and the fence. Basically
yes.
A useless
useless area, yeah. And might I add that the house next to me, we are under belief that is going under foreclosure. So we would kind of like to have our privacy back there, and that's the reason for the extension to the house.
Hopefully that'll change.
I hope.
Does it have to be a solid fence?
Just aesthetically, it looks nice. It matches the fence my neighbor behind me, so that's what we went with. Yeah.
Air and light?
Yes. It's my wife calls it the little secret garden now, so.
Not giving that any thought, or?
No, we haven't. No, sir.
Up already?
Yes. We have pets and grandchildren. We had our tree was damaged in the October snowstorm, and we had to have the fence removed in order to have the tree removed. And because of pets and grandchildren, we had to go ahead and put the fence up.
Okay. Questions?
Yes, the application says you request for a permit, but the picture shows, now maybe you just talked about this, but the picture shows the fence is built. So,
yes.
So are we looking to leave the fence?
That's yes, the application. We are looking to leave the fence.
Is to leave erect as built.
Correct.
Was there a permit given for this fence?
I had applied for the permit, but again, it took time because of the backlog within Nutley for tree damage and all this other stuff. And I had pets and grandchildren, I had to do something.
And is this a 6 foot high total with the
with the lattice at the top, yes.
5 foot solid and then a 1 foot lattice.
Yes.
Else? Tell us anything further, Mr. Fine?
No, it's
anyone in the audience who wants to be in favor of granting this? Opposition to the grant. Hearing none of the board members reach the. So may I have a motion, please?
So Mr. Chairman, I would move for the granting of this variance for the reason that it appears that the location of the fence is best suited to the lot layout, that it would be a hardship to the property if we were to pull this fence back to meet the location of the deck. For other such reasons, that may be put forth in a more formal resolution.
Second, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, the variance has been.
Thank you very much, Board.
83 Kirsten Avenue. Been a long wait, hasn't it?
Hopefully it'll be worth it.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Rizzi, your request for a construction permit at the above referenced premises to build a new 20 by 16 foot garage having a rear yard setback of 4 feet and a side yard setback of 3 feet and to erect a 6 foot solid type fence in the rear of the property without the neighbor's consent as shown on the survey submitted June 10, 2004 and plans sketch submitted is denied for the following reasons. The property is located in an R1 district as shown on the Nutley zoning map. Chapter 700, Article 11, Section 700-67B1 of the Codes of Nutley states no detached accessory building or accessory use shall be located nearer than 3 feet or one-half the height of such building up to a distance of 6 feet, whichever is greater, to a side or rear lot line. The proposed garage has an average height of 12 feet and requires a 6 foot side and rear yard setback. Chapter 700, Article 11. Section 700-71H of the Codes of Nutley requires written consent of the adjoining property owner when erecting a solid type fence.
Sir, would you give us your full name and last name and address?
Michael Rizzi, R-I-Z-Z-I, 83 Kirsten Avenue.
Raise your right hand, Mr. Rizzi. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Help you God. Want to tell us anything further about your garage?
No, basically, the reason I need the 3 feet from the left side is because I have a retaining wall on the right side, and it's I need it to line up with the driveway. And the six-foot fence, I reached out to the owner. He lives in North Carolina. I sent him a certified letter trying to get his approval, and I haven't heard from him.
Questions?
Mr. Rizzi, that the fence in the back, is it going to be on top of a retaining wall? Is it going to be on the ground? Or
the ground.
On the ground, okay, so you're yes. Going to get whatever walls.
There's a chain, there's a 4 foot chain.
Yeah, I was back fence. There.
We're just going to be replacing it.
Great, thank you.
So you have enough room in your backyard to move it in compliance?
No, because there's a retaining wall on the left side of the. Actually, I do have new prints that shows the retaining wall. I have 5 copies.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought. Was there ever a garage there?
No. I'm sorry, I applied for the permit for the retaining wall about 2 years ago. And I also applied for a permit to widen the driveway.
Please.
Yeah.
That should be, it shows the wall.
Garage.
There's prints in the back with the retaining wall.
We more than likely have been to the site. Okay. Any questions from any board members, please? Hearing none. For anyone in the audience who wants to be heard in favor of granting this variance? Any opposition to the grant? Hearing none of the board members reached a decision. If so, may I have a motion, please? Motion, please.
Chairman, I move for the granting of a variance. Lot 2. Seems that the layout of the property and the topography of the property would make it impossible for him to put the garage. Clients? No objection to the fence. Such other reasons as me. Copy of which will be supplied to the applicant any Health and Building Department.
May I have a second, please?
Second.
Secretary, please call the board.
Yes.
Yes to both. Variance has been granted.
Thank you very much.
Angelo Quinn of 104 Mountain View Avenue. Something to note, my wife was a 14 Mountain Avenue.
Okay.
Record.
Now she's looking for a place. Okay, Mr. Quinn, would you give us your full name?
I need to read the letter. Busy executing my secretarial duties. Dear Mr. Quinn, your request for a permit at the above referenced premises to erect a 12 by 17 foot above grade pool adjacent to the existing deck and approximately 6 feet from the detached garage, as shown in the survey submitted, is denied for the following reasons. The property is located in an R1 district, as shown on the Nutley zoning map, Chapter 700, Article 11, Section 700-67C of the Codes of Nutley requires a detached accessory building, in this case the garage, to be at least 10 feet from the main building. The pool and deck would be considered part of the main building. Applicant advises that the property is narrow and that the remainder of the rear of the lot is occupied by an ancient shade tree that is moved.
Now, Mr. Quinn, give us your
yes, sir.
Address and spell your last name.
First name Angelo, last name Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N, 104 Mountain View Avenue in Nutley.
Raise your right hand, sir. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Would you care to tell us anything further about your application?
Yes, basically, I'm a homeowner now. December this past year is going to be 2 years. I own the house myself. Lucky enough to get it, and born and raised in Nutley, wanted to live in Nutley. Unfortunately, the property that I purchased is only 40 feet wide. Deep lot, but it's only 40 foot wide. On one side of that, I do have a 12-foot garage. Existing deck that is there is from when I bought the house. I like to put a 12-by-17 pool a little bit out past the deck to get the recreational use out of my property. The lot is deep, but the back of the yard, gentleman said ancient tree. I think I have five, actually, historic oak trees in my neighbor's conjoining properties. Overhang mine. They're well over 100 foot tall, and I would venture to say they're well over 100 years old. And the acorns that fall off of those trees do damage to my lawnmower, the size of golf balls when I'm mowing the lawn in the summer, so they're not pool conforming with the liner. That's probably out of the question. The spot that I did choose to put the pool is 8 foot off the property line on one side. It does interfere with the variance with the garage, but only if you're looking at your diagram. Top left-hand corner of the pool, the corner of the pool interferes with the variance, only 4 foot. So you're looking at about a 2-by-3-foot section of the pool that imposes upon the 10-foot required variance, and that's due to the non-conforming area of the property. It's only 40 feet.
You also have a deck.
I do. Okay.
Smaller pool, slightly.
Actually, if it goes smaller, it would be a round pool. It would actually encroach upon the garage more so if I did, if I went that way.
Quite an open space here, the very rear yard of your property.
Yes, I do. Yes.
There.
I did go down that avenue. The only two problems I had, one was that it was approximately 50 foot to the back of the yard, but not even that so much, again, is the oak trees. They fall up right up to the back of the garage. I mean, they overhang. Even to trim those trees on my property line, I mean, it would just destroy historic oak trees there. And I still think I'd have a problem with the acorns falling into the yard.
Problems with acorns? Questions of the...
Right. If you look at the diagram, the left-hand corner of the pool is off the garage. It's supposed to be 10 foot. It's only 6.
How far is the pool from the property line on the other side?
8 foot, exactly 8 foot. 8 foot.
That's 8 foot from the property
yes,
line?
Yes, it's required, yep. And that deck section?
Gone.
It's gone, it's all gone. That gazebo, everything, all of that is ripped out. I ripped that out myself. It was all damaged and everything. Bought the home.
Other questions? Hearing none. Is there anyone in the audience who wants to be heard? Board members reached eight. If so, may I have a motion?
Chairman, I move for the granting of this variance for the reason that the lot is a narrow lot, and that the placement of this pool is difficult placement. Testimony stated the rear of the lot is not a good placement for this pool for a has stated, the large tree that's back there, and that I see this as a minor distance proximity to the garage. I don't see how that has any detriment to this property. I can't see a different way to do this, and I think it's appropriate. And for other such reasons, that will be set forth in a more formal resolution.
Would the secretary poll the board?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, the variance has been granted, Mr. Quinn.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Have a good night. Thank you.
Not least, it's 150 Berg Avenue.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Calari, your request for a permit at the above referenced premises to erect a 6-foot solid fence in the front and side yard and an 8-foot solid fence across the rear lot line, as shown on the survey submitted, is denied for the following reasons. The property is located in an R1 district, as shown on the Nutley zoning map, Chapter 700, Article 11, Section 700-71 A, B, C, and H of the Codes of Nutley. Prohibit fences in any front yard. Limit a fence in the side yard to a maximum height of 4 feet, 50% open construction, and rear yard fences to a maximum of 6 feet, solid type, with the written consent of adjoining property owners. Applicant advises that the property backs up to commercial property in Clifton, which is tremendously unsightly.
Sir, would you give us your your last name?
Sure. It's Christopher Calari, C-U-L-L-A-R-I. The address is 115 Georg Avenue.
Right hand, sir. I solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give.
I do. Sure. So I actually took some photos that I would like to present. So my property borders two commercial properties. The long side of the property, which I believe is the north side of the property, borders Clifton and is owned by Goldmark. I have lived in the property for about 8 years, and I've gone to them probably 4 or 5 times and asked them to clean up the hill. And there's beer cans, beer bottles. I took a picture with a tape measure to demonstrate that at the bottom of their fence, there's a 2-foot-high pile of leaves. One of the occasions, the owner of the business did state to me that he did hire people to clean up that hill, but the only thing they did was trim a few branches, which actually made the matter worse, because the trees are actually covering up most of the debris that are on the hill. And for 6 months a year, the neighborhood has to view that hill covered in leaves, branches, beer bottles, etc. The other part of the application was for the back of the property, which borders Dana Automotive. They have all kinds of trucks coming in and out of that property. And on numerous occasions, they've sat idle, peering over my fence, which is an existing 6-foot fence, so we're asking for an 8-foot fence. I've gone to both Dana Automotive as well as Goldmark with the changes, and they both agreed that what I was asking was not unreasonable. So they gave their approval for that. But ultimately, I think it's a quality of life issue. I asked all my neighbors, and they agreed 100% that it's an eyesore. 6 months a year when there's no leaves, no nothing on a tree, you just see a pile of garbage. And the owner of the property is responsive to that.
Property abuts the...
Correct.
side, what is it on?
So the back of the property abuts to Dana Automotive.
What?
Dana Automotive, they do auto supplies, so they have trucks coming in and out. And
difficult, in my opinion, to grant. Shame that the
well, the 8 foot is at the back of the property, so none of the neighborhood in an automotive would actually see it.
Party for them.
Although the owners did sign off on that.
Have you considered planting trees?
I have gone, and I used to have shrubs there, but they just grow at that height, grow very unruly, and it's very difficult to maintain. And aesthetic-wise, if we go with a beige type PVC fence, that would go and match with the actual house, the siding that we have on the house, so kind of blend.
I know, I mean, I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your backyard,
right.
But I know I live on River Road, and they put a new development in Cambridge Heights, and as a perimeter buffer, they planted double rows
right.
of pine trees.
Yeah, it's a difficult amazing, site plan
it's,
to work
it's
with.
Amazing, it's amazing what 4 feet of landscape with these
right.
double pine trees. Amazing the buffer you get
right.
from that. I'm
my only concern. My only concern with that is the site plan. It's a pretty steep slope down, and I have a swing set for my children. And if I were to go and plant shrubs in that area, I would have to move the swing set down the hill, and the swing set would be unused.
You have permission for the 6 foot solid fence on the side?
Correct. I went to Goldmark. Goldmark owns the Clifton property. They did sign off on that. Also, I did go to every one of my neighbors within the 200 foot radius as far as the residential, and every one of them provided a signature, except for one, which we did send the notification and
where are the copies of the
signature?
Okay, we have them. I just didn't have it in my. Foolish to ask for objectors in the audience. Or approve.
I don't think she'll object.
I think your wife might have. Hearing no objections, board members reached a
Mr. Chairman, I move for the granting of the requested variances at 115 Jorg Avenue, Block 100, Lot 2, on the basis that the property is in the unenviable position of being bordered by commercial property on two sides. The existing 6 foot fence in the rear has proven insufficient to shelter the property from the commercial use at the rear, and thus an 8 foot fence seems to be, although a severe remedy, a necessary one. And for such other reasons as council may include in a more formal resolution to be provided shortly.
May I have a second, please? Secretary, please call the board.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, the variance has been granted.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
That's a darn good motion. You'll have no. We don't have air conditioning. We don't stay.
You'll have to bring your
sure.
Okay,
thank you.
I'm not ready to. I have to ask questions.
Housekeeping for me.
Oh. Tell me, Joan is coming. The new
submitting set. New set of plans. Same. Oh, Mr. Gashion, Kingsland, not changing his